They've never said anything to me. They haven't reached out, and I haven't gotten an apology or anything yet. But they said to my dad that they are trying to fix it and that they want to make sure that I still get my education out of it, which is very respectable, and I'm very happy that the board is thinking about that. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Not a lot has really been said.
So just to start from the beginning, you were in class and you got pulled out of your classroom?
Yes. It was the teacher that had the issue. I got in the class that morning, and our main principal came in, and he sat in the back of the room for 10 minutes, and he didn't say anything to me. He left. He was completely fine with it. And then 20 minutes into class, my English teacher pulled me out, and she said that her outfit, or my outfit, was making her and the student teacher uncomfortable because it reminded them of lingerie.
Wow.
That is so inappropriate.
Now, obviously, yeah, we've seen what you wore. Like, the post is, it's gone everywhere. Everybody's seen pictures of it and stuff. And, I mean, yeah, you think this girl, she's wearing a turtleneck. Like, how is this an issue? So, like, that didn't cross your mind at all when you were getting dressed that morning?
No, I just got dressed, and I was so, like, I was excited. I walked mm-hmm. to school. I was in a really good mood. I had a pep in my step. I was excited for the day, and then I got pulled out of class, and at first I kind of like chuckled a little bit, thinking like I'm wearing a dress that goes down to my knees, and yeah, that's something that covers up the top of my neck. I've worn worse than this, and sure, you guys have never said anything.
Well, and it's so funny too, because the outfit you were wearing is like so trendy. Like, that is the style right now. That's what's like all over Instagram.
Jacqueline is super trendy, Karis. So, like, she saw it and she was like, what? She was outraged on your behalf.
I was shocked. They sell outfits like that at like every single store. Like, you can buy the turtleneck with the dress attached to it. That's just like what it is. So that blew my mind when I saw your outfit, and I was like, what are they talking about? Not that they even have the right to say that to anybody. So the protest happened, your right. classmates walked out. Did you have any communication with them over that, or were you kind of surprised to see them doing that?
I didn't even know about the protest. I was up in Sun Peak for the day because my parents told me to just kind of have a day off so I don't start hating school instead right. of like the teachers and stuff, right? So I went up there. I got a bunch of messages when I got back into service saying that, from my mother, saying that people had messaged her and told her that there was going to be a protest. And I had no idea about the protest. I didn't organize it at all. And when I found out about it, it like warmed my heart, and it was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So have you talked to any of those students since then?
I have. I've been talking to a lot of them, and a lot of them are just so supportive. And there was women out there that I've never met before and I've seen in the halls, and like, I assumed that they didn't like me or they didn't know me or mm-hmm. anything like that. But it's crazy that when something happens like that, women stick up for other women no matter what.
Yeah. And you, I'm not sure how much you're aware of this in Kamloops, but, you know, here in Surrey and the Lower Mainland and even in Vancouver, you know, you are the big story.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging. You know, I have two young girls as a dad, yeah, and to see the way that your dad responded is so encouraging. And to see the way the students responded to you is so encouraging. Everybody is on your side. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. It's shocking, honestly. Like, I remember after it first happened, and I just felt like, you know, I wanted to make a difference because I knew it wasn't right. I knew it right away, but I felt like there wasn't much I could do. And then Dad was super supportive, and my mom was amazing. I phoned her first when it happened, and Mom was like, okay, I'm going to phone your dad. Just give me a minute. And so she got on the call with my dad, and they worked something out, and my mom was in work at the time, so my dad went into the office, and he talked to them, and my dad made a TikTok, and he's been amazingly supportive, and he's just being amazing right now, and it's awesome.
So what's the end of this for you? What do you hope happens? Do you want to end up back at school? Do you hope for an apology from them? Like, what's the end? Like, where does this... Like, okay, now it's better. They've made it better. What does that look like?
So for me, that looks like obviously an apology or a maybe conversation through somehow. I'm not sure if I'm ready in person yet or something with the teacher, but so that can just be addressed so that when I do go back to attending school, it's not going to be this kind of thing in the air and like right. the elephant in the corner of the room. But as for the dress code, I really hope that they decide to reevaluate and modernize SC73's dress code, which I've heard that they are. start small. Big changes start with little conversations, whether it's your son, your students, your friends, your family. I'd love to get a new policy that doesn't discriminate based off gender, ethnicity, or religion. That would be my dream.